Good morning. You're tuned into the M&M Show. That's Maria in the morning. The time is now 8:08. And as promised, right here in the studio, I have MWR Fitness Director Heather Holcomb. Good morning, Heather. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Bursts of energy. I'm finally awake now. You know, you wake up at like 4:30 just so you can finally be awake at 8 o'clock. For MWR. Yeah.
Well, it's so dark in the morning now.
I know.
Like all of a sudden, it's just like, boom, we're in fall and it's so dark in the morning. So yeah, but sun's out now. So good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning to all of us and good morning to all of you. We have so many different things to talk about this morning, but Heather's going to take it away and let us know what is going on MWR Sports and Fitness. What are we talking about?
Today, we are going to talk a little bit about everything we've got coming up in the next couple weeks. So no specific like one promotion, but necessarily all the promotions. Everything that gives you a reason to come to the gym, do some fitness, participate in a sport, intramural, Captain's Cup, you name it, we're going to do it all.
Absolutely, absolutely love it. Now, before we get into all that, talking about, you know, the prospective schedule and what to expect from the future from MWR Sports and Fitness, I do want to go ahead and ask you our question of the day. If you didn't know, today is National Potato Day.
Potato Day. Okay.
Yeah. So we want to know, what is your favorite way to eat potatoes?
I mean, there's so many good ways to eat potatoes, but without getting too in the weeds, I would say my favorite way would be waffled with some salt. Then I want them covered in cheese. I also want some crispy bacon pieces, maybe some chopped chives, side of ranch. Again, I'm not being too specific, but if I were to have my perfect way to eat potatoes, it would involve those things.
That sounds so good, and it reminds me of this video that I saw about somebody who does like the little smashed baked potatoes. Have you seen that?
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
And I was like, I need to try these.
Yes. Absolutely. I need someone in my life that can make them so that I don't have to like do it myself.
Boil the potatoes, smash them.
It's like
up,
so many steps. Make but the if sauce. You're out there and you're listening and you can make them, send them to me. I work at the gym.
Yeah. Drop them off right on Naswan. She is always there. But we want you to keep it right here. We're going to be talking all things fitness and all things sports. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is a station serving you, America's best. We're just getting started right here in the studio with Heather from MWR Fitness. And as Heather said, we aren't just focusing on one fitness activity. We're focusing on basically all the ones that are coming up.
Yeah.
So, Heather, MWR Fitness is going to be quite busy in the future and well now. So what do we have going on?
Yeah, we're going to fill everyone's fall up with all their fun favorite fitness activities. So tomorrow, this week, we've got Navy Mission Nutrition, which is a class that I will be teaching on NAS1, just giving some tips to active sailors on nutritional guidelines, some foods to eat, some things to just kind of know about nutrition and maybe some stuff that'll affect their day. And then next month, we hop over to the next class that I teach, which is the CFL instructional class. So anybody that is looking to be a certified CFL or ACFL, you can register online on that class before it fills up. And then I will teach that here at Sigonella. Super excited about that. It's a week-long, five-day fun activity of some classroom where I just pretty much bore you with PowerPoint slides, and then we head on to the gym for the second half of the day where it's just learning some kind of exercise techniques to utilize for your sailors to excel at the PRT and enjoy the PT sessions that hopefully they make you do. We've got Zombie Run coming up in October, so the next 3 months we've just kind of got a whole bunch of stuff out there for you.
Yeah. The Zombie Run's fun. I mean, I know that like last year the CBs went all out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see all their little costumes and as such, and they were they were pretty happy to be there. So
you should come out this year. Costumes are encouraged. We love it. It's a 3K run around Maranai for those of you that haven't been here before for the Zombie Run. And unfortunately, the course is infected with zombies that you need to run away from. So
Yeah.
Start training now.
Yeah, definitely awesome. And hey, maybe, you know, some of these new group classes can help you out with that. I don't know how, but
yeah,
you know.
If you are trying to avoid zombies at the zombie run, you may want to start in September with our kickboxing class, which we are going to start offering in the morning. So you can do that twice a day. We've got morning classes of kickboxing, evening classes for kickboxing. It'll help you dodge those zombies.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it. One of our DJs actually goes to the kickboxing class, and he really does enjoy it.
Good.
So completely
happy to hear it.
Here for it.
Another satisfied fitness customer.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody else, you know, if they have any questions about where to sign up, how do they view like these things that we're talking about? How do they
fitness registrations and questions in general, you can stop by either the NAS 1 or the NAS 2 gym. Ask for Heather. If I'm not currently at that facility, they will get you my email address. You're welcome to reach out. You can also call me. My DSN is 624-4951. Again, that is 624-4951.
Awesome. Love it. Heather and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're going to be shifting gears just a little bit and talking about upcoming sports. Heather and I are right here in the studio, and we're switching gears a little bit from fitness to MWR Sports, filling in for Angelina. She was busy work stuff.
Yeah, she's got soccer stuff tonight. So here I am pretending I know anything about sports. So I'm ready to hop in when you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Heather, for those who may not know, you guys did a home run derby this past Friday. Yeah. It was a Captain's Cup.
Yes.
So for people who are unknowingly like, wait, what is Captain's Cup?
Yeah.
How about you fill us in?
I'd love to talk about this without Angelina here, because she knows everything there is to know about this stuff. But I feel like there might be people out there listening who are a lot like me and don't know these things. So I'm going to break it down. Captain's Cup versus Intramural. So the home run derby that we had on Friday was a Captain's Cup. And we now have an upcoming soccer league that is also Captain's Cup. That means you sign up with your command, you play with your command. It's team building. It's a great way to meet other people in your command, see who is the fittest, who's the funnest, who just wants to be there to have a good time, maybe have some drinks afterwards for, again, more camaraderie. So that's the whole point of Captain's Cup. You earn points, you represent your command, and it's just a way to compete against all the other commands. And at the end, you earn the Covenant banner that hangs up at the gym. They're super cute. You can see them. We've got them hanging over by the track upstairs at the NAS 1 gym. So you definitely want to win Captain's Cup points. Come on out. Do all the Captain's Cup sports for that.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. And as you said, maybe if Captain's Cup isn't, you know, your cup of tea, and you're like, you know, I kind of don't want to be thrown on the line. I don't want to be taken like too seriously.
Yeah. Or you've got friends in another command and you just want to play soccer with them. I totally get it. That's where intramural sports come in. So the intramural sports season is typically after the Captain's Cup season. So Captain's Cup will be maybe 2 weeks long of like tough competition, showing off what you got with your coworkers. Intramural is, sometimes it might be that you're playing with the same people that were also in your command, but very often people want to mix it up, play with their friends, and that's going to be a longer season. Some of those seasons are about 6 weeks, so there's no points there involved towards Captain's Cup points, but that's just where you can play for the heck of it. The seasons are going to be longer, and it's just a good way to have fun, meet some new people, get engaged with cross-pollinating through the other commands. So yeah, just a fun way to get involved with sports.
Yeah, of course. So Heather, you know, since Angelina's not here, I'll ask you the hard questions.
Good. I'll make up answers and just pretend that they're right.
So if someone is, you know, for instance, like, you know, hey, like I want to play during Captain's Cup, maybe that's when my schedule is free. Mm-hmm. However, my command isn't involved in sports. Like, we don't
Great
have
question.
A team.
Yeah.
So what can those people do?
Yeah, sure. So not all the commands are going to have a team for every sport. So you can get a waiver. So, So an officer in charge or even your chiefs, someone can sign off just that your command doesn't have a team in that season. And then from there, you are eligible almost like a free agent where you can be placed on another team with another command. So you'll play with that command and then that command will earn the points. So your command won't necessarily receive points because you didn't have a full team from your command. However, you can still participate in the sports. And then you can meet a whole bunch of new people. And then in the intramural season, you can pick whichever team you want to play on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We want everyone to participate whether you do have a command or not. But if you do have a command's worth for a team, we highly recommend getting a team in Captain's Cup.
That's awesome. And as Heather had mentioned, yeah, the soccer tournament is starting soon. So yeah. What do people like... tidbits, like what should they know about the upcoming Captain's Cup soccer?
Yeah, so that season's going to start the first week in September, but the registration deadline is August 30th. So this is a Captain's Cup season. It's 2 weeks long, and that is for anybody that wants to play with their command for those points that we just talked about. So get registered by Friday, August 30th. You've now got, like, 2 weeks, a week and a half, something like that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks to find out if your command has a team, see if you need to get that waiver. Either way, any questions you have, reach out to Angelina because she will have all the answers. But definitely get registered for the Captain's Cup soccer tournament. And then once that's over, we'll go into a soccer intramural season. I hope that makes sense. It's a lot of information.
It does.
Tried to dumb it down.
Yeah. No, I think you did a great job. I think it was all pretty clear. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have any questions, you can always drop by the gym.
Exactly.
You're bound to run into Heather or Angelina.
Exactly. Or just ask for Angelina at the front desk at either gym. Someone will get you in touch with her. Her name's also on all the posters with her email address. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So I know we talked about quite a few different things, but is there anything else that you would like for our community to know before you go on your busy day at the gym?
Oh, man. I would just say that if there's programming that anyone's looking for, whether it's a CFL that's looking for a fitness instructor to come out and assist with their PT sessions, or if somebody is out there like, man, I really wish that we had a 5K this month because I need something to motivate me to kind of keep running throughout the winter, just stop by the gym, contact me, let me know. I'm always happy to add in some new programming, whatever the community's looking for. So
absolutely, yeah, love it.
Yeah, you guys dictate what we do, so tell us what you want.
Yeah, of course. Don't get too crazy though.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, within reason.
Yeah. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always a pleasure hearing from MWR Fitness, since fitness is fun.
It's great chatting with you. Fitness is fun, and go sports.
Yes, go sports. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And Sigonella, I want you to keep it right here. We have your weather and your exchange report coming up in about 2.5 minutes.